University event pushes children picking their gender, they know what feels good to them. By Penny Starr on April 13, 2022. Academia's promotion of teaching children that they can select their gender regardless of their biological sex continues at Washington University in St. Louis, Missouri, including calling the Texas law that protects minors from life-altering treatment abhorrent. The school held an event on Transgender Day of Visibility on March 31 that it described this way: "Adolescence is a tender time full of profound self-discovery. Coming into your own is complicated enough." The event was titled "Advocacy and Allyship: Supporting Transgender Youth" and was organized with the Clark Fox Policy Institute of Brown School of Social Work at Washington University in St. Louis. Campus Reform reported on the event, which included on a panel a transgender child identified as girl living as a boy who picked the name Miles. The panel discussed how teachers can address anti-trans legislation, intersectionality of transgender hardships, children exploring gender identity, and medical procedures for pre-pubertal children. Campus Reform reported, "There are systemic efforts underway across our country right now to deprive trans youth of their rights and ability to compete in sports, to access medical and mental health care, and to fully and authentically participate in their schools and communities," the moderator, Kelly Strock, said. Strock is the author of Gender Identity Workbook for Kids. To counteract such laws, panelist Jess Jones proposed teachers have, like a pride flag in your classroom, or any folks could add their pronoun to their email signature, or wear, like a little pin that has your pronoun. Jones, owner of Jess Jones Education and Consulting, describes himself as a white, queer, non-binary, neurodivergent, transgender human. Jones additionally proposed creating policy based on young people's ability to define for themselves who they are, stating that adults need to listen to students because children know what feels good to them. Strock said children becoming transgender is living out in the light and referred to younger children as littles who can pick their gender identity around the age of 2. Strock recommended that children should be allowed to play dress up and to play with boys' toys or girls' toys and just let them do what they're gonna do, so they can explore gender expression. For prepubertal children, we provide them with resources to establish care with therapists. Christopher Lewis, director of Differences of Sex Development Clinic at Washington University in St. Louis School of Medicine, said in the report. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.